Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Eric Wargo is joining us on the Paracast. Let me say, first of all, that we have another radio show we want you to listen to called After the Paracast. It's 20, 30 minutes of color commentary, continuations of these episodes, and a lot more. To find out how to get on the list to download After the Paracast, you have to join our subscription service to get a copy. Plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. You also get the ad-free version of this show and more to come. And if you subscribe for 1 year or 5 years, you get a free copy of Stalking the Tricksters from Chris O'Brien. Very apt in light of our discussion. Plus.theparacast.com. Eric Wargo is with us, and we're trying to figure out what's happening here. Now, if time is really an illusion, everything is happening in the now, and we just have to perceive it. Maybe we perceive it artificially. What about the concept of aging? We get older gradually.
Yeah.
You know, I look at the mirror today, and that guy, he's an old guy.
You desperately want that not to be true, don't you? So do I. Yeah, I think when you hit about 40, you start worrying about that. Well, like this is an example of all the physical processes I mentioned, which, yes, they have a direction. And if time is an illusion, why do these physical processes occur in one direction? And, there's where I'm stumped.
Second law of thermodynamics, my friend.
Exactly, right. Right. Second law of thermodynamics, okay. Yeah, what do you do with that? I don't...
Yeah, entropy, you know, the smell of things falling apart.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to your idea of this idea of only certain future events stick in the present because of free will and choice, and some of them are rendered moot. The many worlds theory suggests that every action that we take spins off a separate reality, and there could be quadrillions of permutations of other selves actually acting out scenarios that spin off scenarios that spin off scenarios that spin off scenarios. And, you know, when you get into that whole very sci-fi sounding realm, you know, there is some science to back this up. Particle physics has suggested that we may actually be dealing with multiple realities that are spinning off constantly. Let's say that there's a possibility of that being real. Possibly what we're seeing in the future events that stick in the present is where many of these realities converge, possibly, where important convergence points maybe create enough of a presence in the space-time continuum, if you will, to then kick back and impact us in the present.
Mm-hmm. The way I've always sort of interpreted the many worlds interpretation is that I have sort of a mental model of like almost a vine of grapes, and that each action spins off a new universe, but that those universes are separate from each other. They're like, it's like almost, I don't know, they don't interact. I think that is a way, at least for physicists, to sort of grapple with these issues and not have to worry about the kinds of problems that we're trying to address right here, you know, the paranormal and stuff. Right. To me, it's kind of like a prophylactic model of multiple universes where each action spins off, you know, a bubble universe, but it can't then go back and interact with the other universe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm suggesting that that's not a good way to think about it, that we should think about the future and the past and time as this kind of constantly shifting mush of different sort of overlapping possibilities, and that maybe what we're perceiving as the march of history and time is kind of the statistically most likely, you know, path or something, and that our cortex is somehow forcing us to pick one reality over all the multiple possibilities, and thus we only see that one reality. I don't know. Something like that. But I guess what I'm suggesting is that these different possibilities coexisting. I guess that's maybe kind of what you're getting at there at the end of what you said, that it's like these multiple universes are overlapping and coexisting somehow. I mean, I guess I always sort of go back to the way that Frank Herbert used to sort of describe it in his Dune books,
right?
Where the future is this kind of shifting kind of landscape. It's like a landscape, but it can shift, and like there's a different possible futures, and our actions sort of can intervene in those futures. This again goes back to why I don't like to think of the universe as this big glass football, you know, that's already etched in stone, and that we're sort of just, you know, sort of scrubbing through it almost like on a video editing timeline where we're just sort of seeing, you know, seeing this one objective march of history. I think that I think reality is very multiple and overlapped.
Yeah, it's infinitely more complex than
right. Right. So I think you're right. And I think I would be fine with this multiple worlds interpretation as long as these multiple worlds are interacting with each other and not they're not just bubbled off.
Well, that's what I was suggesting. And yeah. The points of interaction maybe could be those points that then kick back to the present because they have enough
I see what you're saying. Okay, so it's like they interact at certain like key points.
Right.
And sure.
Trauma would be a good example
of
an interacting point that would have a lot of inertia behind it, if you will.
That's an interesting idea.
But getting into this whole idea now of Jung, I want to mention this before we get too far down the road here, and the whole idea of archetypes and the collective unconscious. Where do you come down in the collective unconscious? I've always felt that there was some sort of something resonated about that with me always. But what you're kind of suggesting is almost is really downplaying that potential aspect of human existence, that we may be more autonomous and more separate than that, based on the kind of model that you're suggesting. How does the collective unconscious sort of, you know, how is that implied in this particular scenario, or is it?
Well, it's not really. I'm coming at it as an anthropologist, and for cultural anthropology, you know, symbols, you know, are hugely important in our lives. I mean, we're symbolic creatures, but we're also, I think, infinitely flexible creatures. And while the idea of these archetypes of the collective unconscious, these sort of mega symbols that we're just born with and that sort of, you know, they're just universal, I can't deal with that idea. I think that the dominant symbols in a person's life have to be very personal symbols. Now, they may take an archetypal form. I mean, you know, the most powerful symbols in your life may be very, very similar to the most powerful symbols in the lives of people from your community and your culture. I mean, that's very, very possible. So, yeah, a lot of the symbolism in your dreams and the symbolism, the deep symbolic structures that motivate you and that give your life meaning and structure, yeah, they may be very similar to those of other people in your community and your culture and your family, whatnot. But I think that it's possible for a person's symbolism to be very unique and very idiosyncratic. And I think that, frankly, the most powerful symbols in our lives are very, very idiosyncratic, very personal kinds of things based on, you know, our early life experience for the most part. And, you know, I mean, the idea of archetypes, it's a nice idea. I don't, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. I just think Jung oversold it. I mean, like a lot of geniuses, he took his pet idea and he wanted to make it apply to everything. And I think that's normal. That's fine. I mean, every genius does that.
Great. I wrote a whole book on the trickster archetype, and now you're saying that it's, well, you know, maybe.
I'm a big believer in the trickster. I just don't know. Totally. I mean, yeah, on some level, archetypes are, we can talk about archetypes. I just don't know that they have the kind of, I'm not sure that they interact with the world in the way that Jung wanted to make them interact with the world, particularly in his book on synchronicity. I think that's where it kind of breaks down somehow, because he overstepped, and I think he just got things backwards. I think that he was trying to sort of make the archetype, which is his pet theory, make it sort of be the driver of these events.
Right.
Okay, let's drive this.
Yeah.
With Gene and Chris, you're in.
You're good.
The Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metals holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
All right, we're driving ourselves crazy here trying to adjust reality with Eric Wargo, and this is going to be one of the most fascinating episodes because the mind is the limit, not the sky's the limit. The mind is the limit. Now, what I understood about Carl Jung early on when he wrote his book about UFOs is that we all created collectively the reality of UFOs.
I don't think he completely said that. I mean, yeah.
he represented a mandala of completion within the collective.
Well, it's the way it was understood and taken by people at the time.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, it's the same as with his book on synchronicity.
He tells different stories. He's obtuse.
Yeah, and he tells different stories. And sometimes, you know, the archetype is just a reflection of what's going on in the person's unconscious. Okay, I'm down with that. I'm down with the archetype is kind of a mirror, you know.
Well, I'm also down with your idea that the archetypes don't drive things. I've always kind of felt that the whole idea of the collective symbols that are shared around the world are more mechanisms than anything else. And that's why when people say, well, what is the trickster? Is it a bean? Is it a coyote? Is it a spider or what? And I say, no, it's a mechanism that ties inexplicable events together and creates, topples static structure as a result and creates change, room for change and creativity within culture. You know, it's kind of cut and dried that way. Mm-hmm. But man, you're dissing me, man.
No, I'm just saying that the trickster, the only way I would dispute what you just said is I would say that instead of saying the trickster is a mechanism, I would say the trickster is a symbol of maybe a mechanism.
Well, same thing.
That's right. That's all I'm saying. I think that the archetype is just, it's a way of representing consciously representing.
It's a label.
Something much more fundamental and something probably unconscious that we can't consciously fully grasp. So we need these simplified concepts to get a handle on them and to maybe make them work in our lives or at least enable us to form hypotheses or whatever. So we need them. But like in the case of synchronicity, I think that it's an epiphenomenon of what is really going on. And what's really going on is just this mysterious relation to time that we don't really understand, and it goes against our sort of the basic models that we sort of have to work with in real life. You know, we have to make certain assumptions, like that A causes B, you know, because 99% of the time A does cause B. So when B causes A, we're going to misinterpret that, and we're going to tie our head in knots trying to figure out how to make A cause B, when in fact, no, it was B causing A, because, you know, there's a certain...
Well, most people, that'll just go right over their heads, and they won't realize that B was causing A. And it's only if you're aware of that as being a possibility that you can even comprehend and recognize it.
Right, exactly.
And that's so really important.
And that's what you're right. And that's what I wrote about actually really in my most recent blog post. I don't know if you read it, but I'm basically saying that you have to, for this to work and for this to even manifest, you have to take a certain interest in it. And you have to be open to first noticing these deviations and anomalies. And then ultimately you've got to like really be really, really motivated to find them. And that itself will act to sort of bootstrap the mechanism of aligning your life with these kinds of events. I'm just sort of drifting into the zone of power of law of attraction, kind of basic new age philosophy. But it is.
It's a snowball going down a hill.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's important, you know, for people out there that are interested in possibly taking Eric up on his suggestion. You got to keep a dream journal. You have to write things down that have meaning to you and you don't understand why. Yeah. If something gets your attention and it doesn't particularly at that moment make sense why it's grabbing your attention, write it down. I mean, everybody's walking around with cell phones and tablets and, you know, we have laptops. I mean, it's very easy to keep a dream journal. It's very easy to write down a date and a – I can't believe this thought that I just had. You know, most people are lazy and they don't want to take the time to do things like that. But if you're really interested in becoming part of a solution to, you know, some of the deeper mysteries of consciousness, work a little.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah, it's you just got to start to pay attention to this stuff.
Let me throw something out here which takes us back to a more physical level. Okay, so we are seeing events that happen in the future. We're seeing our own future. Does that extend to the past that precedes us or not?
Are you saying...
If we can see in the future, it has to be our own future. We can't see the far future when our descendants are seeing something, nor can we see something in the past? before we were born?
No, I would suggest that there's no, that this, what I'm, this effect I'm describing would operate in all directions. But yeah. The thing is, we're seeing something in the past, we're going to assume that it's just a memory. It's not going to occur to us that, oh, this information is reaching me through some other channel than just my own physical memories.
Yeah, so deja vu, Gene, would be an example of what you're talking about.
I wanted to define this. But okay, so if we're seeing things in the future, can we physically travel to the future or to the past? What's your opinion?
My opinion is, at least for the purposes of what I'm talking about, no. I'm trying to create, part of what I'm trying to do is to come up with this parsimonious theory of the most baffling, one of the most baffling phenomena in human existence, which is synchronicities, and come up with a parsimonious theory that doesn't require other, like, it requires a minimum of phenomena to come in and help explain. I'm not saying physical time travel is impossible, but I'm saying you don't need it for what I'm saying.
Now, one explanation sometimes for synchronicity is, oh, it's just coincidence. You know, it's like you'll get three hole-in-ones but never do it again for the rest of your life. Or anything where things sort of just align. Things align. Like, for example, we were talking about a particular guest who might be on next week's show. And that particular second, I didn't even know he was online, he posted a message in our forums.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
my favorite one was from Charles Fort. The guy goes fishing, loses his wedding ring, and comes back to the same dock 30 years later, is fishing, catches the fish, cleans the fish, and there's his wedding ring inside the fish. That's one of my all-time favorites.
That was a very fishy thing to happen.
I agree that that's a very fishy thing to happen, and I'm not sure I believe that story. But
that's two bad jokes in a row. Let's continue.
Yeah, well, so you're saying that one was downwind of the fish market, huh?
Oh, very much so. But, you know, really close to the fish market.
Fort. I mean, you can't go wrong with old Chuck, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that.
Well, it's a good one.
Yeah.
If it's real, that's a good one.
It's real. It definitely is. Yeah, there are some synchronicities that I have read that I struggle to fit into my model, but they're not that many. One of them that still troubles me is the one that Jacques Vallée talks about in his, I think he talks about it in Messengers of Deception.
Oh, the Melchizedek one?
The Melchizedek, yeah. That to me is really astonishing and clearly astonished him. Although even there, I realize it would actually fit into my model if, you know.
Let's explain how it fits into your model in our next segment.
Okay.
Eric Warco with Gene and Chris. You're in
Paracast. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and online auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Explain to us this item from Jacques Vallée's book, how it fits into your model, Eric Wargo. But before we do that, I did hear from Jacques very recently. They're working on a new UFOs and antiquity book with Chris Aubeck. So he's not focusing on the current stuff right now. Now, please go ahead, Eric.
What I'm waiting for him to do, I'm really waiting for Volume 3 of Forbidden Science. I really hope it will be coming. I hope there is a Volume 3 in the works because his diaries are unbelievably great. I don't know if you guys have read them. But, okay, to answer your question about the Melchizedek thing, which he also talks about in his journals, basically, first of all, he sees, this name Melchizedek all over the subways. I think it's in Paris. He sort of finds out that this is a UFO kind of cult, UFO group. It's sort of international. He winds up studying this sort of as part of his research for his book, Messengers of Deception. And then I forget what the circumstance was, but he was taking a taxi cab home or taking a taxi cab to a studio or something where he was going to record something. And the driver of the taxi's name turns out to be Melchizedek. And it turns out that there's only one Melchizedek in the LA phone directory. So, the odds against this are just astronomical. So, and that clearly had a huge, huge impact on him. But here's my proposal. And I'm not saying this is what happened, but it could fit into my model in the following way, that the precipitating event here was the coincidence of a cab driver named Melchizedek after having done a research project on Melchizedek, and that astonishment echoed back in time and primed him to see the name Melchizedek on the subway walls to begin with, which set him on the whole course of studying UFOs. So it'd be like a time loop, like sort of the feedback loop time loop kind of thing that I'm discussing, that maybe the precipitating thing here was the cause of his whole path over the course of those however many months or years.
Why would the name Melchizedek have such a profound impact on him, just seeing it on the plate of a cab driver?
Because it had an impact because he'd just done all this research on Melchizedek, because he saw it on the subway wall, he noticed it on the subway wall because of a future coincidence. So I'm saying, yes, it is like a closed kind of time loop. It's totally illogical and totally defies logic.
Well,
like,
it's
science fiction land here.
Yeah, it's what's cause and what's effect, basically.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's the question.
Chicken and egg, yeah. Yeah, but that's, again, I'm tossing that out there. I'd hate to. I hope Chuck Raleigh doesn't hear this, because he'd probably think that was stupid. But that is the way that it would work in the system that I'm proposing.
Well, I tell you, I've had some synchronicities in my life that have always puzzled me, and I'm constantly on the lookout. Mm-hmm. For these things, and especially synchronicities that may tie into the whole idea of precognition, mm-hmm. thinking about somebody they call. Everybody's had that happen at one point in their lives, I'm sure. That's a fairly common one. Thinking about somebody and then running into them. Mm-hmm. I had a interesting synchronicity where I had a college friend of mine I hadn't seen in years, and within 1 week I ran into him three times, including twice in Manhattan and once passing each other on walkways in the Minneapolis airport. I mean, what are the odds?
Right.
These things do happen. I think there is some sort of clue there. I think we're dealing with, as you said, a chicken and the egg type scenario. There may be some hidden causality going on that we're not aware of, that may be bass backwards from the way that we would normally think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the most basic kind of synchronicity that you mentioned, where you're thinking, you think of someone and then like 10 minutes later you get an email from them or you run into them on the street or whatever. I think that's the easiest to explain using the precognition model that I'm saying, because it's basically exactly the same thing as what happens in one of Dean Radin's experiments, which is, often it's someone that you don't run into every day. So there's like a real surprise factor or, wow, I haven't seen that person in 10 years, whatever. And that emotionality, that salience, that emotional salience in your day, it sort of stands out. It echoes back in time, 10 minutes or 20 minutes or, whatever. And so you have that thought, and that's what stimulates the thought. Because we assume that our train of thought, again, it has that linear causal direction that, we think of something and we have a thought or we have an emotion. Well, it must be because of, we just assume that it's because of the forward flow of events in our daily experience. But I'm saying that, some of these, on an unconscious level, information from the future, if Dean Radin and all those guys are right, then on an unconscious level, we are receiving information from the future, and it's going to percolate up into our consciousness in all these different ways by stimulating, a certain thought or getting us to have a certain emotion, and we're going to miss it because we're always looking backwards. We're always assuming that the causality is in one direction and that there's not a more complex story.
Well, that kind of brings me to the question of why don't we see more accurate prophets and prophecy? You would think that there would be people possibly on some level that would be tapping into this particular structure or scenario, mm-hmm. and would be able to then effectively use it, whether by design or by accident, to prophesize future events.
Mm-hmm.
Prophets, by and large, don't have really a very good track record. And right. The ones that do are so general and so kind of open to interpretation, like Nostradamus and a few others. What was the mother? What was her name? Not Mother Jones. There was some woman prophet, I think, in the Middle Ages that actually was fairly accurate. But shouldn't we be seeing more prophets prophesizing and blowing people's minds and ending up in the National Enquirer?
That is a huge, hugely important question. And I've actually thought a lot about this, and I've written about this on my blog too. I think there are actually some good reasons why prophecy is really rare and why these kinds of psi abilities, particularly precognition, are not manifested more obviously in our lives. And it goes to, well, one way of thinking about it, again, you know, I like to think about, you know, the Frank Herbert universe. He used a very interesting literary device to explain why prophecy is unreliable in a world that includes more than one prophet. In, I think it was Dune Messiah, there's a plot to assassinate Paul Muad'Dib, you know, who has this oracular vision. And so these plotters, to mask their plot from Paul, they involve in their plans a guild steersman who himself has oracular powers. And this cloaks their activities from Paul's ability to see. Well, I think that something like that actually is operative. If everybody was a prophet, if everybody could see the future, but
I'd hate to be a bookie.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, the point is everybody's freely willed action would negate the value of that information. It would be mush. It would be useless. And so we would evolve a barrier, essentially, to receiving that information, because it's 99% of the time going to be wrong. So why, you know, let that information even into your consciousness if it's going to be wrong most of the time? You don't want that. You don't want to be seeing a future in a universe where everybody is freely willed and can affect that future.
And this that sounds like a very interesting thought for a science fiction novel. Maybe somebody's written it already. Where everyone sees the future, and there's got to be lots of crazy, humorous situations that arise from it. I'm not going to write that novel. But we do have Eric Wargo, who probably won't either. And Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, this has been a fascinating journey.
Well,
to the past, the future, to multiple realities with Gene and Chris and Eric Wargo. Chris?
I want to hear some precognition.
I want to hear some precognition.
Go ahead. Say it again.
I want to hear some precognition.
Oh, well, I almost had a very talented wife from Sweden, very talented psychic, but she left before we met. True story.
I've never heard that. That's good.
True story, bad joke.
Hey.
I like it.
Compared to your jokes, pal.
I don't tell jokes.
You know, here's another good one. It's a Steve Wright joke. Talk about an interesting comedian. He'll stand there in front of a huge audience and go, all right. How many people out there believe in psychokinesis? Okay, raise my hand.
I miss Steve Wright. He was awesome.
Yeah, he was good. I ran into him on a bus once, and you know, it was like Woody Allen. You know, the very fact that I recognized him freaked him out. And you know, I could tell he thought maybe I was an axe murderer or, you know, a Mark David Chapman type or... Oh, he was just really, really uncomfortable that that I knew who he was. And
you remembered him at all, unless you were a stalker.
Well, I've always loved his joke. You know, everybody's so, science is so concerned with the speed of light, and it's so important. I want to know, what's the speed of dark? And you know what the answer is? The speed of dark is how quickly consolidation of the media is occurring by corporations.
Oh, okay.
Getting very close. They talk about liberal media, and they haven't a clue when they talk about it.
I hate to get political here again, but hey, Dick Cheney's got a heart, so we can all breathe easier now.
The problem is, whose heart?
Right.
Yeah. That's a scary thought. Well, would you go hunting with the man?
I wouldn't go hunting with anybody, but that's just me.
Good thing he uses birdshot. Dang.
Yeah.
Well, we're in our last segment. Eric, obviously, we're going to have you back on the show. You know, this is the kind of thing that really I look forward to. You know, I love all these subjects that we cover, but when we start talking about real cutting-edge thinking in terms of reality, you know, how it's set up, you know, the blind spots that may exist within our model of consciousness, reality, our perceptions, chicken and the egg issues. This is the kind of stuff that I really, really enjoy talking about. And I'm going to be keeping an eye on your blog. And I would really like it if we could get you back on the show. We've had some questions on our forums of from Jeff Davis and others who are fans. You do have some fans here at the Paracast. And, you know, this is why the Paracast, I think, is important, because there aren't many people like you out there willing to get on the radio on a show like this and talk about these types of very, very progressive, complicated subjects. And, you know, anytime, you know, we can get a guest like you on here, I'm happy about it. And I really want to thank you for being on. What are some of the projects now that and some of the thinking, where is it leading you? What are some of the things that you're kind of progressing towards, do you think?
You know, I just saw Ex Machina the other night. Have you guys seen that movie yet? It's, you know.
What movie?
Ex Machina, the new science fiction movie about, it's by the, I forget the name of the, who the director is, but he, the screenwriter of 28 Days Later and a few other movies. But it's this really excellent science fiction movie about a sort of a Silicon Valley tycoon type who creates an artificial intelligence and basically a conscious, female android. And he brings this employee of his to his like remote, like lab to basically spend a week with this female android and sort of give it the Turing test, essentially try and sort of convince him that she's conscious. And it's really a smart,
wow, nice.
really cool movie.
And who plays the android?
Oh, she, this very pretty, I think she's a Swedish actress. I forget her name, but it's really a good movie. And I have, you know, I'm usually really disappointed by Hollywood, you know, treatments of, you know, questions about AI and stuff like that. But this really, I thought, you know, did it quite well. But
let me give you some basic information. The movie's open in limited distribution. It got 89% rating at Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty high.
That is high.
That's pretty good. Director is Alex Garland. Okay.
Right.
You want to know more? Well, getting all that information. It opened on April 10th. Again, I know it's playing in the Phoenix area of Arizona. You kind of have to look at where it's playing in your particular city.
I'm sure it'll hit Redbox soon enough if it's in limited release.
Right. Well, any of that, the reason I bring that up is that I think I'm really interested in this question, obviously, of consciousness. I think all of us who are sort of in thinking about these things, we really want to know what's going on with consciousness. And an idea that I've sort of been toying with for a long time, and this synchronicity series has kind of led to this, or led back to it, is that we might be using the wrong word when we're talking about consciousness. When we're talking about, you know, first of all, for a model for sort of uniting my sort of mental phenomena and physical phenomena, you know, a lot of anti-materialists are trying to talk about consciousness. You know, people like Deepak Chopra and stuff, they're always talking about consciousness. And also, you know, the AI community, they're talking about, you know, creating conscious machines, and should we create conscious machines, and what will happen, is it possible? I think that consciousness is the wrong word. I think that that it presupposes this kind of cold, logical, kind of self-conscious self. I don't know. It's sort of a computer almost term. And I think what we're really looking for is something more emotional, something more about, enjoyment or bliss, or these are topics I talk about a lot on my blog. Something that's much more a feeling, and that's really the basis of what we should be looking for. And that if we're looking for some concept to unify, you know, physical models with psychology,
you've got to coin a new word, do an Alexander Haig on us and come up with a new word.
Coin a new word.
It only moves forward at the pace of the language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So so I think I'm going to have some posts upcoming on that.
You know, do like a crowdsourcing thing, do a contest. What word would you suggest that has to encompass these things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That means consciousness, but consciousness is not, you know, is too cut and dried and is limited.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I always come back to words like bliss and ecstasy, because I think that there's some fundamental, you know, when mystics, you know, when they dive deep in meditation or whatever, they always report that the fundamental field of, you know, it's not consciousness. It's this bliss awareness. It's like there's a blissful quality to it. And, you know, this gets.
Well, how about extant nirvana bliss?
Extant nirvana. There you go. I love it.
I love it. And I think we have to wrap it up here.
Okay. Extant nirvana bliss.
Okay, guys, we have to wrap it up, but we could go on for another 6 hours. In any case, Eric, tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff that you write about.
Okay, my blog is www.thenightshirt.com. It's The Nightshirt, all one word.
We have a link for that, by the way, over at thepowercast.com. So if you don't remember thenightshirt.com, you take a look at thepowercast.com. When you click on his name or tap his name, depending on what kind of device you're using, you'll get there and you'll learn things that you never expected to learn before.
Sometimes it's like a hair shirt, reading some of this stuff. It's pretty
cool. A hair shirt.
Well, he's going to get that domain. Just wait for that. Okay, you can find us on Twitter. We're known as The Powercast. Look for The Powercast on Twitter. We also have two Facebook fan clubs. Don't get started with how you make it one. We know how to do it, but you lose one in the translation. We also have that other radio show called After the Powercast, and here's how you get it. You join up the Powercast Plus, the plus.thepowercast.com, plus.thepowercast.com. And when you do that, you have an option of a monthly subscription, a one-year subscription, and a five-year subscription. If you go for the one-year or the five-year, you get a free copy of the ebook version of Stalking the Tricksters from Chris O'Brien.
Now obsolete.
Go to plus.thepowercast.com, plus.thepowercast.com. This has been a fascinating episode. Eric Wargo, we want you back. Thanks for joining us on the Powercast.
Well, thanks, guys. This was totally, totally fun. This was a really fun conversation. I would love to come back.
The Powercast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Powercast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.